A heartbreaking story in Memphis, the worst loss of life in a fire there in almost a century. 9 people, including 6 siblings, died in a house fire caused by an air conditioner cord. A 7th child is hospitalized. Their mom had reportedly ironed and laid out all their school clothes the night before. Now, the home had a working fire alarm, but it also had security bars on windows and doors. And while it's not clear if that hampered escape, neighbors were heard saying they didn't know how they'd get out of their own barred windows. So let's get a reminder. Judy Camaletti is with the National Fire Protection Association. Judy, your thoughts.
Well, first of all, our hearts go out to the people of Memphis, the families involved, the firefighters. This is a real tragedy, and it's a reminder that we need to be careful and know how we're going to escape our home in case of a fire. So there are several things that we need to do.
Well, start with the security bars. They are on windows and doors. Tell us about them.
Well, with security bars, and many people have them if they live in high crime areas and they want to feel safe, and that is fine, but you need to make sure that your security bars are equipped with what we call a quick release device. And the NFPA Life Safety Code states that all ways out of a room must be opened easily from inside.
But we know that many of these homes in some of these poorer neighborhoods are older, and those bars were put on years ago, and they're permanently attached.
Correct. And that's where we really need to get people to start thinking about replacing at least one of those bars in a bedroom or any room with a quick release device. And a quick release device, you can actually use a lever or push a button to open up that security bar so that you can use that window as an exit.
And again, we don't know if this was the cause in Memphis, but we do know that firemen are trained to get those bars off from the outside. And in fact, they broke down the security door in this house to get in. Judy, you mentioned, you know, so replace them or make your landlord replace them. But these are expensive, like $200 for a set.
Correct. That's about the price of the security bars. So I would work with if these are rental properties, I would work with the landlord. You can also reach out if you're not getting any results from the landlord. I would reach out to the fire department who could actually help get this job done.
Can they be sighted? Can they be sighted if you have security bars that are fast and secure and permanently attached?
Well, it's going to depend. Laws are different in different areas, mm-hmm. different communities or state. So it's going to depend on what the fire officials and the building officials allow in the community. So that's what people need to do if they are in rental properties. You know, but this would be a great project for a community to really wrap their hands around raising funds to help people living in homes with these permanent security bars to at least get some of those bars to be quick release so that they are able to get out in case of a fire.
You plant the seed of a great idea. Judy Camaletti of the National Fire Protection Association talking about replacing permanently attached security bars with those with quick release after bars might have, we're not sure, but might have prevented 9 people from escaping a house in Memphis. Judy, thank you.
You're very welcome. And make sure everyone has smoke alarms and test them. Make sure they're working and have your escape plan ready to go.